on in. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Kyle Quinn behind the glass. We got a lot to get to today. Elliot Shore Parks joins us at 11. Scott Fransky at 12 on a Fransky Friday. And we have ourselves a football game to react to, maybe overreact to. Good morning, Hugh Douglas.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, listen, we had our first preseason game yesterday. Don't overreact, but we're probably going to overreact.
Yeah, don't overreact.
Yeah, we're going to definitely overreact.
Excuse me, I haven't seen a football game since February.
Yeah, of course, we're going to overreact.
Yeah, well, it sounds like, I think the overreaction has already begun. All right, there's a lot to unpack from last night. We'll get to some of the defensive issues that we saw last night, including one player in particular that feels like we have to at least upgrade the spot or maybe change the idea of what that depth chart looks like. But Hugh Douglas, we start with the good, and the good was on the offensive side of the football, and the good was with the quarterback last night. How about Tanner McKee, Hugh, a guy, and all right, I'll give it up. I mean, someone around here has been calling him the future for a while. Uh-huh. Hugh Douglas, your guy. He is officially your guy. Tanner McKee last night didn't just play well. He lit up the Cincinnati Bengals, who played a bunch of starters, 20 of 25, 252 yards, 3 total touchdowns, including a tush-push touchdown. Hugh, what'd you think of last night, and what'd you think of your guy, Tanner McKee?
Well, I've always said he was a future.
Now, you have, yeah.
His future, I don't know where that is, mm-hmm. but it's always good to have a competent backup quarterback.
Totally.
And Tanner looks like he's that guy. You know, when you talk about the small sampling size that we saw last night, he did a really good job. He moved the football. He put points on the board, man, and he got the ball out of his hands quick.
Well, he did. And it's a continuation of what we've seen the last couple preseasons where I think, you know, if last night was the first time we watched the guy play, be like, oh, you know, maybe there's something there. But we've seen him play a little bit the last few years, right? He was here for 3 years now, and we saw him play in the preseason a few years ago, along when it was Marcus Mariota as the backup. We saw him play last year in the preseason when it was Kenny Pickett as the backup quarterback. And then when Pickett got hurt late last season, when he had to come in for Jalen, we saw McKee play in a regular season game. So we've seen a little bit of Tanner McKee. So I don't think we were totally shocked, but watching him do it for the full half last night, and Hugh, he did a lot of good things. I mean, we're talking about a guy who pushed the ball down the field, gave his guys a chance at 50-50 balls. The other thing that is pretty noticeable about him in all the times we've watched him play, he gets the ball out of his hands quickly. I mean, there's something here. I mean, the Eagles have – this is a great job by the Eagles to find this guy in the sixth round. He did not have a decorated college career. In fact, he had a very almost forgettable college career. He didn't do anything. He barely had a 2-to-1 touchdown interception ratio. He won 6 games. Like, typically, these guys don't become good NFL quarterbacks. But right now, it looks like they have a guy that, if they needed him, could win a decent amount of football games. And Hugh Douglas, the question is this now, because you just never know in the NFL when you're going to need your backups. You're never going to know how important they're going to be. Hugh, if, and this is a hypothetical, and let's hope we never get to this point, but if...
People hate hypotheticals.
If the Eagles needed Tanner McKee to play, let's say, the entire season, do you still think they would be a playoff team? Are you confident the Eagles could be a playoff team? Is he that solid that they could be a playoff team with Tanner McKee?
I think that Tanner McKee would be good enough to make it to the playoffs, yes. But, and I know you didn't ask me this, but I'm going to tell you because I think I need to say this because I know what's about to happen.
It doesn't matter.
It really doesn't matter.
All I hear is you are confident that they'd be a playoff team.
I think that they would be a playoff team, but they wouldn't be a dynamic playoff team. Mm. They would probably be a team that gets into the playoffs and goes home in the first round.
But a playoff team. Well, that's pretty big.
Commit.
That's pretty big,
no, I mean,
Hugh Douglas. Pretty big.
Because listen to what I'm saying, y'all, because I already know how this is going to go. I think Tanner McKee is a good football player, a good quarterback, in small sampling sizes, and I think that this offense and these players around him are good enough that you can get in the playoffs. Mm. Now, the dynamic part comes in when you get in the playoffs. I don't think that he has that he's going to get you to the promised land. I don't think he's going to do that now.
It's still pretty big to say a playoff team with a guy that has not started but one game in the NFL and really lit up a bad defense last night. Here's where I'm at. 215-592-9494. I saw something last night. Well, I saw two things. One, I saw Tanner McKee play very well, which was awesome to see. And it's great to see that we have ourselves a good backup quarterback. But I saw this last night, a poll question from our guy Jack Fritz in the afternoon show. In your opinion, how many wins would the Eagles have with McKee at quarterback this year? And he was basically asking the question in a different way than I said it, which was, you know, if he had to play the whole season. But that's what the question references. 58% of the people said 10 or 11 plus wins, like 10 or more wins. 29% voted 10, 29% voted 11 plus. That means 58% of people that on this poll, which is like 5,000 votes, thinks that Tanner McKee would lead the Eagles to a 10-7 or better record if he had to play every game this year. Look, I like what I saw last night. I like Tanner McKee, and I think he's a nice story. I think we are going way overboard, and I think that all of this reaction, and I'm not quite saying Hugh Douglas, but kind of saying Hugh Douglas, is kind of disrespectful to Jalen Hurts. We have spent the entire offseason debating how good he is.
Mm-hmm.
And every time someone says he's the 9th best quarterback or 6th best quarterback or 7th and not 1, 2, 3, or 4, people have a conniption around here. But now all of a sudden, Tanner McKee could lead them to similar success. Their win total in Vegas right now on FanDuel is 11.5. So what I'm hearing and seeing from a lot of people is that there's not really a difference between Jalen Hurts.
No, there he is.
But if 58% of people think he could win 10 or 11 games, the Vegas win total is telling us that the Eagles are probably going to win about 11 games. That's mm-hmm. that's what they're projected to win.
Mm-hmm.
So if people think they'd win 10 or 11 with McKee, then the only thing I can take away from that is people are saying he could have very similar success.
Because you don't have vision.
No, I mean, I have math. I have math.
That's what why I'm sitting in this chair, Joe, because, yeah, you're right. Do I think Tanner McKee can win you 10 football games? Yes, I do. Because, and I'm going off of the fact that I remember when Donovan got hurt.
Yeah. Well, you did say you're going to make up some new words.
I just made it up.
Change the man's name.
But Donovan was a dynamic quarterback.
Yes.
And when Donovan got hurt, I'll never forget it. We were in the locker room, and I remember Joe Banner comes in, and he's having a conniption because we were a playoff team.
Oh, two. You're talking about 02?
Yeah. And he was just like, oh, my God, what are we going to do now? You know, Coy went in.
Yeah.
And Coy gets hurt. Now A.J. Feely's in the game.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what tends to happen is this. You knowing that your dynamic quarterback is not out there, so you elevate your game a little bit more to help make his job easier.
Sure.
And that's on the defensive side of the ball, and that's on the offensive side of the ball, because we know that he's serviceable, but he's limited in the things that he could do. Now, I feel like with his skill set and the way that they're probably going to craft this offense around him.
And the weapons he has, right.
Yes,
yeah,
they're going to make it easier for him to do that. The biggest thing that I look at when I look at the teams that we're going to face going into this season, and Tanner McKee, okay, the first thought is how many teams are going to be able to stop him from throwing the quick passing game?
Mm-hmm. Which he gets the ball out of his hands quickly, which
Tampa
is an
Bay,
asset.
Mm-hmm. Tampa Bay.
Mm-hmm.
I would probably say Kansas City off the top of my head. Maybe he'll have some trouble with the Rams.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe.
Rams.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So that's how you look at that. So that's what I look at when I think of that. Because this team is going to step their game up to try to protect their quarterback as much as they can, because he's not as dynamic as a Jalen Hurts.
215-592-9494. I think there's a little bit of people going overboard. I like McKee, and I think he's a good backup quarterback. But he's not Jalen Hurts, and I'm not confident the Eagles would be a playoff team if McKee had to play all the games. And I can't believe that might be, you know, the opposite of what the majority is today, because Tanner McKee has barely played in the NFL. Jalen Hurts, I actually, for everyone out there that has voted or chimed in some form on this the last, you know, couple hours, and now we're on our show, if you really believe the Eagles could win 11 or more games with Tanner McKee, what you're saying is you don't really think Jalen Hurts has that big of a role in this.
Yes.
I mean, that's fine if you believe that.
See, you just broke it down to the...
Well, I think the whole thing is disrespectful
true.
To Jalen Hurts. I mean, that is true if people believe that. I am not confident they'd be a playoff team if it was McKee. Can I just point out a couple things? He played well last night. He throws a nice ball. He gets the ball out of his hands quickly. He was this close to two interceptions. There was one early where Johnny Wilson jumped over the corner and kind of took it out of his hands. But that ball was going into the hands of a Bengals corner. He had position.
So we got great receiver play.
Well, they got a good play by Johnny. And maybe that corner stinks.
But that's interesting.
The ball went off the Bengals corner's hands and then was taken out by Johnny Wilson. And then the second one, I mean, Ross Tucker said in the broadcast that Tanner wants that throw back. I mean, he threw it into triple coverage and the ball should have been picked off. I mean, we were this close to two picks from our guy last night, Tanner McKee. And then the whole conversation is different. 215-592-9494. Let's hear from Nick Sirianni on the performance last night of his number two quarterback.
Nick, how do you think Tanner played tonight?
Played pretty good.
But a little bit more as far as what he did well.
He played good. No, he did a lot of good things. Went to the right place with the football, was accurate. Ran, you know, had really good operation, him and Kevin, a lot of communication and Scott. He did a really nice job.
Nick's been around here long enough. He's not going to have any sort of extra.
He already knew what was happening. Yeah. He knew what was happening.
Well, he could feel it.
We do this all the time. And I get it because first preseason game, we get to see him in a small sapling size. We're excited. I still believe in Tanner McKee, no question about it. But
the future.
Unquantifiable intangibles that I always talk about, that's what Jalen has. I think this team is good enough and they have enough talent. So, yeah, you can make it to the playoffs. But you need somebody that's going to get you over the top.
Well, yeah. Well, and here's the thing. I'm not even confident they make the playoffs with Tanner McKee. He's a backup quarterback. And also, I think all the things Jalen Hurts does that we don't talk about until it's time to talk about, Tanner McKee doesn't do that. The run ability, the ability to change the play at the line of scrimmage, to get them in the right play, to freeze the defense. I mean, Tanner brings very little of that to the table. He's just a different kind of player. I think the AJ Philly comp that Hugh made is a great one. And if we have a moment this season where Jalen misses some time, which he has missed, you know, he's missed parts of seasons all the time, right? A game here, a game there. I think they could win a few games and hold the fort with Tanner McKee. They've got something here. But the idea, if they needed Tanner for the full season, that they'd definitely be a playoff team, I don't believe that for a second. All right, can we hear Greg Cosell? He was recently on with Colin Cowherd, and he was speaking about Jalen Hurts. But really, the way he talked about Hurts and the team kind of makes you think if they had to go to a guy like McKee, how many games they could win. Here's Cosell a couple days ago.
Well, I think every quarterback, for the most part, and becomes a function in many ways of their team, and Hurts is very much that kind of player. When you think about the Eagles and how they won a year ago the Super Bowl, my guess is most people, the first thing they say is not, boy, that's Jalen Hurts' team. I mean, this was a team with a running back that had a historical season. They've got the best O-line in football. They had the best defense in football. Jalen Hurts is a piece of a really good team. And they do all things that are difficult to defend. But if you're comparing him to, let's say, the quarterbacks that we think of as being the elite guys that can, in a sense, be the guys that win games by themselves, he probably does not fall into that category.
Well, I agree with that, and I agree with the assessment there of Jalen Hurts and what last year was, but he does bring a lot to the table that people always want to argue with me that he brings, and I agree with a lot of that. I just think we are going a touch overboard with the Tanner McKee thing. 215-592-9494 gets you aboard here on this Friday. Right, let's talk about the game last night, the play of Tanner McKee, and in a hypothetical world, if they needed him for an entire season, are you still confident they'd be a playoff team? Hugh Douglas is. It thinks they could win about 10 games. I'm not. I'm not confident they'd win that many games if Tanner McKee had to play 17 of these. Kyle, where do you come down? It feels like an August ritual here. There's someone that pops and is a backup quarterback, Kyle.
August ritual.
Tanner time, what'd you think?
Yep, and Hugh Douglas hates Jalen Hurts.
Put the headlines up.
Clearly. Yep.
Is that what I, that's what I do?
What I heard you say is don't need him, can win without
that's
him.
That's what everyone's going to hear.
Tanner
today.
All the way.
I know. It's because nobody has vision.
Well, that's because we're seeing through the tape.
And you know what I realized, Joe?
Wait, what's that?
We should listen to Hugh more often.
Well, let's stop.
Tanner McKee might be the future of the NFL. No. But to be realistic, of course they'd be a playoff team with Tanner McKee. Like, have you seen this roster?
Sure, I have. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And last year's team may have been a playoff team with Tanner McKee. We'll see what this team.
Okay,
is.
Right. But
I got corners
we'll
out there.
See what the defense
torched.
Is right. But you mentioned that some receivers are making some pretty good plays and stuff like that. Like, that's how it works with the Eagles. Like, Greg Cosell said it, and you know Cam Newton. I know everyone was very upset with what Cam Newton said a few weeks ago, but like the Eagles don't require elite quarterback play to win football games.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
They just don't. And, like, you know, Tanner McKee might not be as good as Jalen Hurts.
Might not. Hold on. Might not be.
That's
not.
Yeah. Okay.
He's not.
Fine. If you want to play semantics, he's not. But could Tanner McKee do enough to get the Eagles with as good of a roster as they are to the playoffs? Of course he can. What do they ask Jalen Hurts to do? Not turn the football over. They don't need him to go out there and throw for 300, 400 yards for them to win football games.
They also ask him to run a lot. He runs a lot. Tanner McKee has very little of that ability.
I don't know if they ask him to run a lot. He does run a lot.
He provides a lot in the run game.
Sure.
We did the tush
push.
We did
score on the tush push. I also think we overrate just how much that affects or like adds to what Saquon Barkley is able to do. Like Saquon Barkley behind this offensive line would be a outstanding running back, regardless of who's a quarterback, I think. And the fact they have A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, and that offensive line, of course the Eagles could win 10, 11 games with Tanner McKee at quarterback. And they're not winning the Super Bowl with Tanner McKee. But for them to be a playoff team, with the way Tanner McKee plays, just get the ball to the playmakers and not turn the football over, like, that's a no-brainer. Of course they would be a playoff team.
Yeah, it's not a no-brainer for me. In fact, I'm not even confident they would do anything like that. Again, their win total on FanDuel is 11.5. So the idea they just would win 11 games with Tanner McKee basically is saying Jalen Hurts is a half a win. I don't believe that. As much as I try to infuse some reality to the Jalen Hurts conversation, he's a very good NFL quarterback. I had him ranked the 6th best quarterback in the whole NFL. Tanner McKee's not even a starter yet. Now, as Hugh has mentioned, he might be a team starter one day. I think there's an A.J. Feely thing to this. Mm-hmm. But I've seen this before. I mean, what was it, 7 years ago? Nate Sudfeld was the team's number two or three, and he was lighting up the preseason. He was like, oh, my goodness, maybe the Eagles have another starting quarterback. Yeah, he wasn't. I like McKee. Feels a little overboard. I mean, 58% on Jack's poll think 10 or 11 wins. You guys are nuts. 215-592.
They're all frauds, by the way.
Well, I know, because that means...
Total frauds.
What that is saying is you don't believe in Jalen. I mean,
it might not be they don't believe in Jalen, but it's...
They don't think he's that
They
important.
Don't think he's as good as they pretended that, that he was all season.
There's something that doesn't add up to me. If you are saying, Julio, you're an idiot. He's the second best quarterback in the NFL, or wherever you want to put him, Allen, Burrow, whatever. But then at the same time say, yeah, they could win almost as many games with Tanner McKee.
No, see, I think this is the way I looked at it when the question was presented to me. You said, could he make it to the playoffs? Yes. Could he win you a Super Bowl? Nah. He's not doing that. Like that's the difference for me in Tanner McKee. Can he get us in the big dance? Can he get us to the playoffs and be a playoff team? No question.
Yeah,
I think
I'm not even sure of that. I
don't think he can get, like, some of the things that,
man,
like, Jalen did some things last year that kind of flew. Like, you could say, if you want to make that argument, that he had probably two or three good games the whole season.
Like high level games. Yeah, which Bengals game, Steelers game.
But one of those high level games was the Super
Bowl.
Well,
it was, yeah.
I don't think you get that from Tanner McKee.
Look, I think in a short sample, Tanner is going to be an asset to the Eagles. I mean, he already is an asset as a very cheap and under control backup quarterback. But the idea that all of a sudden he could come in and they could replicate the wins, I think is actually a slight to Jalen Hurts. And I think we're going a little overboard with our guy Tanner McKee. Where do you come down after last night? 215-592-9494. Chris in Middletown starts us off,
Chris,
on WIP. Hey, Chris.
Happy Fransky Friday, man.
It is. It's a Fransky Friday. It's Tanner time. We got a lot going on. Chris, what are you feeling?
Guys, two main takeaways I had. So what we saw last night was so amazing. First of all, we saw that we do have a replacement for Cooper returning the kicks. And that was just absolutely amazing to watch that we got another returner.
Anaya Smith?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Well, Chris, before you go on, I'm happy that he did that, because we were having a little debate on the pregame show last night of whether or not Cooper DeJean should return punts. And I want Cooper nowhere near punt returns. He's way too valuable on defense to get him hurt on punt returns. So, Anais, you could do that. I like that.
Yeah. Guarantee you, again, I've been told this by a very reliable source, he's not returning punts. But let's move on, because the big topic, the big topic and the big story of the night is the fact that, guys, how he did it again. He found another diamond in the rough, like another 5K stone out there. Guys, Tanner McKee showed the entire NFL last night that he's legit. The kid can spin the ball. And it's hard to see that, like, this guy isn't valuable. Like, I don't know, Joe, I don't know where the hell you're coming from this morning. Like, this offense is not that complex. You don't turn over the ball, and you just take the snap, and you turn around, and you hand it to
He threw two passes that hit Bengals defenders in the arms.
It's not hard to hand the ball off, Joe.
We were this close to two picks last night. Look, I like him as a backup quarterback, but if those two passes end up were caught by the Bengals, this is a totally different conversation.
I think what we got here is we got a 1A, 1B situation.
Oh, no.
Now, depending on your feelings, here's how I foresee this. So, Joe, I think where you're at, it's kind of like a Jimmy Garoppolo to Tom Brady type of situation. We can win with him because his team is that good and everything else around him is that good. And if he plays within the system, he can win. He just can't be great. And I think that's kind of how you feel, correct?
I mean, it's a pretty big leap to go Jalen equals Brady and Tanner
really.
McKee equals Garoppolo. But all right, I guess I see your point on this. Yeah, okay.
No,
it's a big leap. It's a big leap. Jalen's not in Tom Brady's league yet. And Chris, I mean, Jimmy Garoppolo went to a Super Bowl. Tanner McKee just beat up the Bengals for a half in the preseason.
Slow down before you throw shade on my take, okay? Mm-hmm. All right.
I mean, I like the analogy. Go ahead.
Let it firm it, all right? Or maybe he's Brady to Bledsoe, and you're just seeing the early stages.
Either way,
Howie's phone is going to be ringing off the hook today because everybody wants to get on push MCKEE McKinnon.
Did I just hear the Brady Bledsoe thing? Is that the comp that I just heard?
Yes, you did.
Is he trying to tell me that Jalen Hurts is true Bledsoe and we have
football's back, baby.
Tom Brady and Tanner McKee?
Is back.
You guys are all officially out of your mind. Out of your minds.
This is what we do.
Yeah, no, but I mean, I got to be the voice of reason here. Again, I don't want to knock Tanner McKee. This is a great development story. And the fact that they found a quarterback in the sixth round that could be a cost control backup, and I think it helped them win a few games if Jalen went down, that's great. But the idea that they'd be close to the same team. My prediction in May when the schedule came out was 11-6 for the Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they'll win 11 or 12. That's kind of where I've been sitting, and I'll make a final prediction, as we all will, before the season. The gap between Tanner McKee and Jalen isn't just a game or two. It's bigger than that. Derek and Paoli, what's up, Derek?
Thank you for speaking with a brain, bro. Let me just cook for 1 second, right? A lot of people will be saying, like, Philadelphia fans are delusional, right? And I'm a diehard Eagles fan, right? But for us to just get on here, like you're saying, 58% of the people, right? Like, all I heard all offseason is the Eagles' schedule was so tough, mm-hmm. right? We got all these gauntlets. We don't have back-to-back home games, right? We go, and like you said, Tanner McKee, I would be a fool to say he didn't look good last night. You understand what I'm saying?
Yep.
But to just say that, we could just plug him in there, right? Johnny Wilson looked good too, right?
Plug him in for AJ, right? Good point, yeah.
Right? The other little young boy on receiver.
Darius Cooper, yeah. Put Darius
right?
Cooper
so
in for
take away Dr. Devontae Smith.
Yep.
It's just like, and I'm not one of these top five. I don't even do all that with quarterbacks because it's all on, you know, opinions and what you want to look for, this and that. But I just feel like it'd just be a lot of shade with Hurts, man. And it's like we taking this team
That's
for
right
granted
here.
To say that we can plug in Tanner McKee. It's a whole different story when you not the man. When you become the man and everybody gunning for you and coming at you, it's a little bit different type of pressure. You understand what I'm saying?
But of course it is.
Tanner McKee against a 30th ranked defense with half their starters, right? So if the guys that don't start, imagine how good they aren't. You understand what I'm saying? On a 30th ranked defense. So I just feel like, do I have confidence in our backup? Absolutely. But I can't see him leading us to 10 or 11 wins. If that's the case, save some money and send her somewhere else then.
Well, Derek, like, that's a fair point. What was the point of
paying?
Derek,
crazy.
good phone call. What's the point of paying her? I mean, so I just thought of this. I'm going to quickly go through this.
Mm-hmm.
If Tanner McKee had to start all year, how many games would he be the best quarterback on the field? Dallas, no. Kansas City, no. Rams, no. Tampa Bay, no. Denver, no. Giants, probably. Minnesota, probably not. Giants, yes. All right, so that's two games. Packers, no. Lions, no. Cowboys, no. Bears, no. Chargers, no. Raiders, no. Commanders, no. He'd be the best quarterback on the field twice.
Are we sure that Jalen's the best quarterback on the field in all this games?
But he's closer. He's closer at least even
okay.
in some of those games.
I'm just wondering.
Well, he's better than Geno Smith. All right, 215-592-9494. You guys are wild today. Would the Eagles be a playoff team? Are you confident? Because, you know, anything could happen. We see Matt Castle take over for Brady and they got to the playoffs. But are you confident the Eagles would be a playoff team and a 10-plus win team if they needed to use McKee all season? I am not. Hugh Douglas.
Yeah.
Tanner McKee guy. The future, he says.
Yeah.
He's confident.
I believe he can.
Yeah, we'll hear from Tanner himself after last night. And we'll have some fun with a Tri-Day Friday coming up. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
See, now Kyle taking it way too far.
We got the quarterbacks.
Want to know, baby.
Quarterbacks.
Taking it
doesn't
way
matter
too
which
far,
one,
man.
Apparently. We're going all the way again, back to back.
Y'all taking it way too
well,
far.
Well, I mean, you're the Tanner guy. I mean, he's the future. The Tanner guy.
You're right. I did say that. Now it's coming. What they say, chickens are coming home.
I think you should embrace this today, Hugh.
No, because nobody's hearing what I'm saying.
Dude, screw them.
What size on the McKee jersey I'm going to order? Double X? I'll put that order in right now. Expense that to Odyssey. Sorry, Rod. Well, you're the McKee guy. I'm just trying to infuse a little reality to this.
But let's be realistic in all of this. Like, you know, yeah, I think do I think he can get you 10 games? Yes, I do. I think he can because there's going to be an adjustment to get, you know, to get him, to help him have success. Now, is he going to win us some playoff games? I don't think so. I don't think he's that dynamic. Not yet. No. Mm-mm.
I just want to reel off to everyone the list of quarterbacks that won 10 football games last year. Like, we say 10 as if it's, you know, like, yeah, 10 wins, right? Josh Allen. Some of these guys obviously won more than 10 games. Patrick Mahomes, Justin Herbert, Bo Nix. Now, Bo Nix was a rookie, but he played well as a rookie. He was a first-round pick. Lamar Jackson. The Steelers somehow won 10 games, so that might be your play that someone can win 10 games without being any good. C.J. Stroud won 10 football games last year. The Eagles, obviously, with mostly Jalen Hurts. Jaden Daniels, Matthew Stafford. Seattle Seahawks won 10 football games last year. The Lions, with Jared Goff.
And the Vikings, a shoddy defense.
With Sam Brown. Geno Smith is the Seahawks quarterback. The Lions, with Jared Goff. The Vikings, with Sam Darnold. The Packers, with Jordan Love. The Bucks with Baker Mayfield. I mean, primarily, other than the Steelers, whatever that slop was with Russell Wilson and Justin Fields last year, every team that won 10 or more games had a top half of the NFL quarterback. It's like it's very rare you get, and I know they were in a discussion this morning, Hugh, like right now, if Tanner had to play a full season, is he a top 20 quarterback in the NFL? Would he be a top 25? Look, I think he's better than some team starters? He might be. I mean, but I think if he had to play a full year, we're talking about a bottom starter, like a top 25, and that's good. I mean, that means to me, Hugh, he is one of the best backups in the NFL. I just don't think I haven't seen enough. That's where I am at.
Yeah, small sample size.
It's very small. And it's mostly preseason. We got the one game last year where he came in. All right, 215-592-9494. Are you confident if McKee had to play all year, the Eagles would still be a playoff team, win 10-plus games? I'm not. I mean, I think this is a major overreaction by an overreactor in Hugh Douglas and a bigger one in Kyle Quinn over there. All right, let's hear from Tanner McKee what his thoughts after last night and getting a chance to show what he could do out there.
So, how do you think you played tonight?
It felt good. I felt like we were moving the ball, which was always fun. Obviously, we'll watch film, and you never really know until you watch film. There's things that are like, oh, crap, I missed that or whatever. But overall, you know, moved the ball well. Had a lot of guys that made great plays. So, the feeling is good.
You joked when the Eagles social media team showed you your Madden score that you wanted to show tonight. You deserve higher than a 61.
Yeah,
do you think you accomplished that?
I mean, we'll see. We'll let them decide. But yeah, no, I've had a lot of people come up to me and be like, hey, nice job, 61 or whatever it was. So yeah, it's been a funny joke going around.
Yeah, so Tanner has a couple things that I think are going to keep him in the league a long time. One, he could play a little bit, right? And he looks like a high-end backup quarterback. Hugh, he seems like got a good personality too. And
he has a good head on his shoulders.
And Elliott said this morning the players really like him. And he and Jalen are very close, which, you know, I think about Doug Peterson. Doug Peterson stuck in the NFL a long time because he seemed like a great locker room guy. He was your teammate. And he was a decent backup quarterback that in spurts started a little bit. But, like, I think if you're going to stick around a long time, you need that kind of personality.
Yeah, and he will be that guy, man. And he's the guy, like, you got to think small sampling size. Now, is Tanner McKee going to be a perennial Pro Bowl quarterback? Who knows? I don't know if that's the case. But I think that if you talk about the way that this season would go, the way that this defense is set up, that they could ink out 10 wins. They could ink out 10 wins in the season.
The question is the factory back open? Is the Eagles quarterback factory officially back in? I mean, we know we have Jalen, but like you need more than one to be a factory. Is the factory back rolling? It feels like it to a lot of people. Where do you guys come down? Let's go back to the phone lines. Dan is up on WIP. Hey, Dan.
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Good, Dan. What's up?
So I definitely... I'm on the Tanner McKee train, kind of. I definitely think he's probably top 25 in the NFL. I mean, you just said if against two or three of the games that we're going to play this year, he'd be better than their quarterback.
Yep. I think he'd be better than whoever the Giants throw out in those games.
Which, who even knows what that dumpster fire is going to do.
Right.
But the real value here is the money. We're used to paying $6 to $8 million for a backup quarterback, and we have this guy on a rookie contract who's out there lighting teams up every time he plays.
Well, Dan, it's critical. You know, when you say that, it really is critical, because if you just consider him like a veteran, or if he was like a regular backup, like when they paid Mariota a couple years ago, like $6 or $8 million, Dan, that might be the difference between them keeping Jordan Davis, I was using Jordan as an example, or not keeping Jordan Davis. Like, you know, that $6 to $8 million on the cap, that's a big deal to keep a veteran player around.
It's huge. I don't think at this point I know that I'd even take a first-round pick for him because of this talk of potential dynasty and everything else, because we need someone who's going to be competent out there when push comes to shove if something happens to Jalen. And this is nothing about Jalen. This is about insurance. Mm-hmm.
Well, insurance is always huge, and it's a little about Jalen. Yeah, it always is. And Dan, good phone call. Insurance is huge. The Eagles' first Super Bowl obviously came because of Nick Foles and what he was able to do as a backup quarterback. I mean, I need to just say one thing though. Like, if someone called right now and offered a first round pick, I would take it for Tanner McKee. A first round pick?
Yeah. I mean that you'd be foolish.
I mean,
A first rounder.
I mean, think about how many players in the NFL get traded for not first round picks. Most don't get traded. I would do that. Aaron in San Diego, our reporter on the scene yesterday in Oxnard, California, Cowboys camp. He's up talking Tanner and the Eagles. What's up, Aaron?
Good morning, Philadelphia.
Good morning, Aaron. How we doing?
Doing good. It's funny in life. Sometimes you challenge yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a preconceived notion of what you're going to get, and it turns out to be something completely different, and it's just that much better. It was a fantastic experience yesterday. It was a lot of fun.
Did you make friends, or did you make frenemies?
So let me kind of set up the situation. I was sitting, you guys put me on the air.
Yeah.
I was in a line, and there had to be 500 Cowboy fans. And my guts and the nervousness and the anxiety and every emotion that you could possibly go through, I was feeling. And when I let out that good afternoon, Philadelphia,
yeah,
it was, I mean, I expected to get booze. I didn't. I had people approach me asking for photographs.
I'm not sure I believe that. All right, so Aaron, what do you think about the Tanner McKee thing? If Tanner had to play the full season, the Eagles would what?
I think they would be in the running for the first seed in
Oh, stop, Aaron.
Listen.
Oh, you're
guys,
a fraud.
You guys are such a fraud.
You know, I want to revise what Spike Eskett said a couple days ago. You're not the worst caller in WIP history, but you are officially the biggest fraud. You've come on this radio station for months yelling at me, telling me Jalen Hurts is the best quarterback in pro football. Yet with his backup, they're going to be the number one seed.
Listen, you're not listening to what Hugh said this morning.
I'm listening to the crap you're saying. How could they be the number one seed with Tanner McKee?
Are you going to let me get a sentence out, or are you just going to keep talking over me?
I haven't decided.
You're going to get to the point?
He hasn't decided.
Listen, the difference between Jalen Hurts and Tanner McKee is Jalen Hurts is that missing piece to the puzzle that makes us the best team in the league.
Then how would they win all these football games without him?
Super Bowl contender.
Then how would McKee win all the games?
The one seed with McKee. What are you talking about?
Listen, what you saw yesterday, okay, it's preseason, right? And I heard somebody before say, well, it's the first team Bengals defense, but it's the 30th ranked defense.
Well, that's true. That's true. They're terrible.
Hey, did Tanner have Saquon Barkley? Did Tanner have Lane Johnson? Did Tanner have Jordan Mailata?
No.
Did he have Landon Dickerson?
No.
Did he have Cam Jurgens?
No. Aaron, I just need...
This doesn't make any sense.
I need you to answer me. It's one of two things has to be the truth. Either Jalen and Tanner are close. Like, if you rank quarterbacks, they're close. Or Jalen's not as good as you think. Like, they both can't be true.
Listen, what you saw from Tanner McKee yesterday is everything that you wanted to see. He looked comfortable in the pocket. He delivered the ball. He made decisions.
You're filibustering right now.
If he is called upon,
You know, if he played the full season, they have a great chance to win the game.
How many games would they win?
Direct
question. They might win 12 games. 13
oh my God, you are crazy. You don't really believe in Jalen. That's what I'm hearing, because that's bananas.
Their win total on
FanDuel is 11.5. Like, the most likely outcome is 11 or 12 wins. And you think they'd win 12 with Tanner McKee?
Dude, you called me a fraud.
You are.
I went into Cowboys training camp.
No, we don't care.
Well, hold on. I don't think you're a fraud Eagles fan. You're a fraud Jalen fan. Yeah. I mean, every call that we've taken from him about Jalen being the best quarterback at pro football, delete it. Like, destroy the tapes.
That was exposed. He was totally exposed. I mean, holy crap.
And I blame Hugh Douglas for this.
What did I do?
Well, you empowered the Tanner people today.
Live your truth, man.
Well, this is the problem.
See, this is where I think that the conversation gets a little crazy. Like, I think you can win 10 games with Tanner McKee. You're not winning the Super Bowl with Tanner McKee. That's the biggest difference. And that's the thing that separates him and Jalen Hurts in my eyes.
Yeah, still 10 games is not, that's nothing to like sneeze at.
10 games is, with this roster and the way that they're gonna tailor-make that offense for him to be successful.
Yeah,
that's all they're gonna ask. Tanner McKee to do.
I don't know the guy's name. Right? He's the future.
Only thing they're gonna ask him to do is play within yourself. Get the ball out of your hands quick. Give it to your playmakers and make plays. Let your defense do the work. Let your defense do the heavy lifting. Same thing we did when AJ Philly was back there. Hey man, don't do too much. Mm. Just do enough. We'll keep you in the game. This defense is dynamic enough, in my opinion, that they're going to keep you in the game.
So I agree with the sentiment, but you know, AJ, other quarterbacks of that ilk, they could do it for 4 or 5 weeks. 17 games is a long time.
That's why I give him 10. Yeah. I give him 10 because it's going to take at least 4 games for an NFL team to figure out what he's good at.
I have 8. Or 9 in my head. Like, if he had to play the full season, I think they would not win 2.
I'm not that far.
Oh, I'll give him 10.
Yeah, I think it'd be more like an 8-win team.
Yeah. That was quite possibly Aaron's most incoherent phone call I've ever heard.
He was on the ropes and he knew it. Yeah.
And then you got to think about it like this. In this division, we feel like the Commodores, they're leaking oil a little bit.
Yeah, I'm not as down on them as you guys.
I know you're not. You're not. But.
Well, the Cowboys stink and the Giants are terrible.
8 or 9 wins. It might get you in the playoffs.
No.
8 or 9 might get you in the playoffs.
And not 8.
Okay, the 9.
9 and 8 could.
Yeah, that could get you in the playoffs.
It's possible. But yeah, the idea of double digits. Again, 58% of people on Jack's poll last night, 58% think the Eagles would win 10 or more games. And 29%, exactly half of those 58, said 11 plus. That is a preposterous thought. Chris on the cell is up. Hey, Chris.
How you doing?
Hey, Chris. What's up?
All right, first off, Tanner McKee, hello, Joe, hello, Hugh, hello, Kyle. Guess we got to do that. First time caller, right?
Chris, we appreciate you, buddy. What are you thinking?
Well, Hugh, yes. I love you, man, but you're praying to baby Jesus for shake and bake. Ain't going to happen for Tanner McKee.
So what makes you so confident that it won't after everything that I just laid out? And don't forget that I've lived this life. I've been in this situation. So what makes you so confident that he can't get the job done?
Not confident, just not trustful.
Okay, confident and trustful, what makes you think he can't get the job done? Answer that part of the question.
Well, he's playing against what, like the third string?
He played against the first string against the Commodores.
Yeah, and he came into the Cowboys the last year against the Cowboys when he had to come in around halftime when Pickett hurt his rib.
The Giants.
Yeah, well, and they don't count.
Full game.
Yeah,
well, yeah, it's a full game.
No, he did play a full game. I mean, that was one of the worst teams in the league.
Like, that's not third stringers in a preseason game.
No, like the Cowboy game, at least, like Micah Parsons on the field. He's played some against real players. Yeah, go ahead.
I'll give him credit. He looked good last year.
Yeah.
I just don't think he can take us to the playoffs, that's all. And here's the thing. If Jalen doesn't get hurt, he doesn't play, right?
Well, right. Of course not.
Nailed it.
Thanks, Kyle.
Well, yeah, but it's a hypothetical thought, right? If Jalen doesn't get hurt, he never sees the field. I mean, in a perfect world, and Chris, in a perfect world, he never sees the field. But we know the history of this franchise. We know Jalen Hurts' history in his 5 years in the league. there's a real chance this year, Hugh. It's just the way it works that Tanner McKee will play. I mean, he's going to play. If it was a yes or no question, do you think Tanner McKee will take snaps in real games this season? I would vote yes. Just the way it works.
Tanner McKee has been here for what, 3 years, 4 years?
This is his third year. He was a sixth round pick in 2023.
So follow me here. So he's been in this offense. He's been in the same similar offense for the last three seasons.
Yeah.
That's more than most quarterbacks that are like trying to make rosters now. So they know him intimately as far as what he can and cannot do.
Sure.
Right. So with that knowledge that you have about the skill set of your quarterback, you're going to tailor your offense to what he does best.
But there's certain things he can't do, though.
You're right.
Running ability, the RPO,
all of that. So you're going to scale it down to what he does best. And your offensive line is going to probably, change some of the things that they do, knowing that it's a different – it's not Jalen. So now you have to block a little different. Saquon Barkley's going to probably do a little bit more because he knows that Jalen's not back out there. You compensate. It's almost like having an injury. When you hurt your arm or something, your body tends to compensate for that injury that you have. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing with football.
So there is one other element to this, and I think we might be – and I understand why, because the season hasn't started. I think some people, maybe, that's my guess, are kind of conflating last year's team to this year's team. If you let Tanner McKee start all year for last year's team, which is one of the greatest defenses we've ever seen, I do think they could go from 14 wins to maybe 9 or 10. That's a big drop, but still they're good.
No, you got to give them 12.
No, yeah. I'm not doing that. We don't even know.
What games did Jalen go out and win for them last year?
Well, the Bengal game was great.
Okay, one.
Steeler game was great.
Two.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a two-game drop-off.
I can't say he won other games, but he played well in other games.
Sure. He played well enough. Which is sort of the point. Like,
my point
is, they don't need Tanner to go out and win games.
They're not last year's team. We don't even know if this defense is going to be good.
That's fair.
Or very good.
Without knowing what this team is, I guess I'm sort of... Because that almost becomes a different conversation,
yeah,
right?
But
I'm just replacing this year's team with... last year.
I get it. And that team was super. This team, it looks like it's very good. I'm not sure it's super yet. All right, 215-592-9494. Before we go any further, along with your calls on Tanner time here, it is a Friday, Hugh. You know what that means. It's Friday.
It's a Tri-Day Friday.
It's Tri-Day, Hugh and Joe on Fridays.
All right, today we're going to use our imaginations. This is going to be fun because now I'm going to picture all these and hear the lines. So here's what we're thinking for Tri-Day Friday. We need you to take a famous role in a movie and replace the famous actor with Hugh Douglas. I mean, Hugh's, of course...
You mean another famous actor?
Yeah, well, no.
The famous
no.
actor with another like, so famous just,
in a real movie, not Happy Birthday, Harris
right.
Bolton.
So, let me give you an example, and then so you can kind of see what we're talking about here and kind of place it. Like, imagine taking James Earl Jones out of Field of Dreams, and it's Hugh Douglas.
Or Star Wars.
Or Star Wars, right? And it's Hugh Douglas
Luke,
in that role.
I'm your father.
Exactly.
Awful.
So, Tri-Day Friday, try taking a famous actor out of a movie and putting Hugh Douglas in that role, and imagine what it would look like. We'll pick our favorite answer by the end of the show. 215-592-9494. Has there ever been a movie that you thought, you know what? That role was actually made for me. This thing called
Training Day. Denzel Washington. Hey, I can pull that one off. That's the, you know what I mean? Mijo.
I like how you went straight to Denzel. You didn't go to like a B-list or C-list. You went to A-list.
He thinks of himself as one of the best actors of all time.
Prime Denzel.
Mijo.
I like that idea. All right, let's go back to the phones. Anthony in Jersey's up. What's up, Anthony?
Hey, Hugh, man, you just took my answer, man. God.
Oh yeah, I'm riding. What's that? What was that? The Regal? Was that a Regal? I forgot. Was it a Skylark? I can't remember what
Might
it was.
Might have been the Skylark.
No, it was a Monte Carlo. Oh. That's what it was.
Monte Carlo,
with the switches? Yeah.
You took my head. Hey, Joe Giglio, man. You could be a great DJ, man. Because the way you spinning this thing, man, is so good, I tell you, man.
Well, you guys are the one in the spin cycle. Everyone tells me Jalen's the second best quarterback in pro football. Now, Tanner McKee could win 11 games. Come on.
Okay. Just because Tanner McKee is good and he's serviceable, that doesn't mean that Jalen Hurts isn't great. Oh, that don't take away from the winning of Jalen Hurts. We just saying that Tanner McKee can get us to the playoffs. That's what you ask.
Yeah, I know, but that's a big thing, though. I mean, think about quarterbacks that make the playoffs. Like, maybe one a year is not a high-level quarterback. Most of the playoff quarterbacks each year, you know, those guys are at least, like, top half of the NFL. That's a big thing for Tanner.
Man, hey, Hugh Douglas, man.
Yes, sir.
I love you, man. I love you, man.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate it.
But tell him.
You gotta get off the show with these morons, man, and get your own show with you people.
Hold on.
And do your own thing,
man.
Hey, Anthony. Morons.
That wasn't nice.
These are my folks, though.
We were nicknamed the Midday Morons.
Hey, Anthony, you ever heard that old saying, you can't pick your family? I can't pick my family.
Hold on, no. What's that supposed to say?
If you could, you would? What is going on around here?
Hey, you, imagine you had a business, man. Like, imagine you had a business, and you kept trying to sell Tanner McKee for that first-round draft pick, which you was, but Kyle and Joe is, no. You ain't going to make no money, you.
Hey, but you know what, though, man?
Still preposterous. You guys are nuts.
Yeah, we should have got that ninth pick.
There's no way that you're in the ninth pick for Tanner McKee.
Should have got that ninth.
You guys are wild.
Anthony, we got to live our truth, man. We got to live our truth,
man. Hey, you, I bet you the Saints is calling up trying to get rid of that ninth pick for Tanner McKee now.
They need a quarterback.
Hold on. If the Saints call right now and offer next year's first, I will drive McKee myself to New Orleans. New Orleans might have the number one pick in the draft next year. That team is atrocious. All right, Anthony. They probably will. Anthony, give us another movie. Give us a role you wish Hugh Douglas was in instead of the actor.
Wesley Snipes and Blade.
Oh, that would have been a good
one. That's a good one, Anthony.
That's
good
my favorite
call.
Movie, by the way.
Blade?
I will watch Blade anytime that it's on television. The first one.
I haven't seen the original Blade in 25 years.
Yeah, it's the first one. I would definitely watch
original Blade. Do you ever see the original Blade, Kyle?
Oh.
Yeah, I was going to say you're missing out, but I'm not sure anymore. When did Blade come out? Early 90s?
Early 90s.
Or mid 90s?
Yeah.
The Blades. It's tough for Anthony pulled something off. I liked his call. I like Anthony, except he was very rude to us. I mean,
that was not nice.
Called us morons. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because
we've been called worse, though.
Well, every day. 215-592-9494. All right. Think of an actor in any movie and replace him with Hugh Douglas. That's our tri-day side topic of the day on a Friday. Elliot joins us on the other side. Your phone calls and all this. Would the Eagles be a playoff team if Tanner McKee had to start every game this season? I am not confident they would be. I think it's a huge leap. Hugh Douglas over here, he's leading the Tanner Time Brigade and saying they would be a playoff team. Where do you come down? 215-592-9494. Midday show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.